When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
All right. Hello, everybody. We are back. It's another episode of the Roma Press Podcast. We hope you are all doing very, very well. A quick thank you to our newest patron over at Patreon, Sami Tarelainen, our new Finnish supporter. Sami, we thank you very much for your support and all of our other wonderful patrons who make this possible. It was a fantastic, very entertaining group chat over the weekend, Andy. We're late on this because I have been trying my hardest to somehow avoid discussing that match at the weekend because, and this is what I related just very frankly in my post-match reaction episode was, only IS Roma, only club in the world where you can tell yourself for hours coming into a game, even days, you couldn't care less. You don't care what happens. The result really doesn't matter because, in my opinion, I thought top four was done even before the match. And then, of course, coming into it, we see what happens to Milan against Spezia. And you think to yourself, oh gosh, now they're going to have to win. And somehow, in a match that I talked myself into and was completely and entirely entering it fine with the result whatever way, because we knew who was going to play. We knew they were going to play with essentially a third of the Primavera. And I had no interest really in the result because I knew that this match was really a toss away. And yet, I was pissed off after the game because Roma should have won. That's the beginning of it. They should have won. They were the better team. I don't know what the hashish in Bologna is like. I don't know what Thiago Motta has gotten himself into, but when I watched his post-match reaction on DAZN, I almost had a stroke, in which he said Bologna dominated the play. I don't know which match he was watching, perhaps on his telephone to get into the spirit. Maybe he was rewatching Inter in the Champions League against Bayern or something. I don't know. But there was nothing dominating about Bologna over the weekend. Roma should have won. They were better. So that's the positive part with essentially a second tier, or you can even make the case third tier side. Roma were better than Bologna. However, I kept coming back to the thing that just kills me in the way. And our patrons have sort of made fun at how much I have gotten into discussing or mentioning XG, expected goals. And I hate it because it's one of those, anything that goes too deep into the data statistics, I don't like going into it that much, only because it we see with our eyes. We really don't need a whole host of data points to tell us what we see. Most of what we see is very obvious. But the XG for Roma against Bologna, every website I looked at, it was 1.4, 1.5, whilst Bologna was 0.4, 0.3. So they created nothing. I mean, they had chances early, they had chances late, and they somehow managed to not find the back of the net. So before we do the second leg against Bayer, I don't want to spend too much time on this match, but were you at all bothered, pissed off? What was your overriding feelings after Bologna? Because again, I told myself coming into this, I didn't care. And then afterwards, I find myself once more pissed off, like always.
I think it's because you are a glutton for punishment. So you start immediately to put a lot of weight on these things, even when you know you shouldn't, just for your health and just overall life situation. You want to be stress-free, and then Roma goes out of its way to cause even more stress when it's supposed to be a source of entertainment. No, I honestly, to me, the fact that we kept a clean sheet, to me, the fact that you were still able to play a decent game, it was watchable. It wasn't like, one of those infamous games that provide zero entertainment and you wish you'd spend, I don't know, watching Big Brother or some other kind of TV trash, just to avoid, gazing at the screen and seeing Roma getting hammered at the Stadio Dall'Ara, which has happened in the past years. We all remember the wonderful time that I think we had Ivan Marcano being the best player on the pitch, and that tells you all you need to know. Overall, it was, it's one of those games that, yeah, if you look at what the opponent's doing, and we saw Milan drop points, Atalanta drop points, Lazio drop points. Unfortunately, Roma could only gain 1 point, but at the end of the day, it really comes down to the team doing exactly what Mourinho says, doing the best they can. They did. I saw it. I saw it live. I saw Missori. I saw Tahirovic. I saw Brian Cristante play another 90 minutes. I saw Zeki Celik come off with an injury, and Paulo Dybala, limited capacity, staying home, resting up, this Rui Patricio at home. We saw Miles Villar getting his Serie A debut. So it's a situation that was, for me, it was unavoidable to end up playing the game that we ended up playing. We played a very balanced game. I thought that with all the absences, with all the less experienced players out there, we would get hammered, maybe not hammered in terms of a scoreline, but pressured by a team like Bologna that were coming off a rough stretch. And I think our overall a good side this year had all the motivations in the world to do well against you, against the side that I think pretty much with that starting lineup, you're sending a clear message to everybody, to every opponent. Listen, we're punting the league and let's see what happens next in the Europa League. And instead, we saw a team really fight and fight and fight. And we saw La Solbakken having a great game. We saw a lot of terrible decisions made by none other than Orsato, our good friend. So overall, I mean, this is, it's what you sign up for. When this late in the season with this many problems, issues all around, this is what you sign up for. And I think Roma delivered in that instance.
Yeah, for sure. I thought if you were watching strictly, in my opinion, only for the 3 points, which I can understand many doing, obviously, I think you were going to be very let down. But when you look at the situation and you digest all of the specifics of the situation that Roma are in, you can find many net positives. You really, really can. And I think what Jose Mourinho said in the post-match, that really summarized everything. I think what most people feel to this point. I think what he was saying about how proud he was of the team, even though the team dropped points, they didn't get a victory. They are playing with so many guys who, and he is correct when he says this. I mean, they're playing with guys, Andy, that have zero business playing an important role. And when you are starting a match fighting technically and mathematically still fighting for top four in the final rounds, they shouldn't, many of these guys should not factor into the frame of the team. And yet they're having to be relied upon. I mean, forget about guys in the Primavera. I'm sure many people could, they would have not been at fault if they didn't even know the name of Roma's vice goalkeeper. That was his first league start, yeah? I mean...
First league start, first appearance in ages, probably the last appearance
from
that he
last
made
season,
for us
yeah?
was like a friendly during the World Cup. So this is, you know, it's that's pretty much the situation. You're in mid-May, you have a clear objective that you're really putting all your chips on that. You're hoping for Chris Smalling to be back. You're hoping for Paulo Dybala to contribute. You're hoping to have Wijnaldum, Zeki Salik at the very least. And instead, you know, you find yourself in the league having to put these youngsters in. And I've seen Roma try and do it in the past, and it didn't always work out. Most of the time it was desperation. Here, I think it is desperation to an extent. It's also clearly some of these guys like Tahirović, they've been with us for a long time this season. By this, I mean, and it really comes off as not really a desperation attempt, but just using everybody. You know, everybody, there is strength in numbers. This is a tight group. Everybody has to contribute, even Madi Kamara, even Ola Solbakken, who's not on Roma's UEFA list, unfortunately, and can't help out in the Europa League. So you just have to give a run to everybody. Basically, the situation requires it. Like, Mourinho is forced. It's not his wish to be out there and start giving, you know, start having guys like Mies VR and Missori having their Serie A debut on his watch. That's probably, like, if you think about how, like, this guy was out right there managing the likes of Cristiano Ronaldo and Diego Milito and Didier Drogba, and now he's giving a start to Benjamin Tahirović and Filippo Missori and Miles VR. I mean, you know, that's that's how it goes. So this is definitely not a situation by choice, but it is a situation that I think Roma are dealing with the best they can. That's why I understand there is disappointment. Sometimes, you know, you can watch, you look back at that game and think to yourself, man, like, Milan drop points, they lose against Spezia, and you can't make up those 3 points. Damn, you know, and the same thing for Atalanta and Lazio. But at the same time, I've seen much worse from Roma at this point in the season, where the energy level is very low. There is very little motivation. Usually in the past, there was no objective to play for at this time of year. Like, the best you could have wished for at this time of year was not to end up eighth. You know, that was the main wish that you had, like, up until 2 years ago. So the fact that we're still here and sort of getting behind our televisions or computer screens and hoping for Roma to get a result undermanned against Bologna at the Dall'Ara is in itself, I think, sort of credit to Mourinho, to the team, for being there in the first place, for having us wish that in the first place.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I don't think really we can expect much more, because, again, as Jose Mourinho said after the game, I mean, the fact you had to play with this team and you still came out the better of the two teams within the match, I think that really just says enough. And beyond that, too, I mean, more injuries, it does feel like everything, frankly, is hanging on by a thread. And beyond that, he did not impart much confidence on us being able to count on Smalling, Dybala being able to return. Now, the good one ray of hope, I suppose we can call it, is Wijnaldum. He won't be available. I would imagine, depending on the availability of Smalling, if you have to put Cristante at the back again, which I expect, you would expect Wijnaldum and Matic to start in midfield. And up top, who knows at this point, Paulo Dybala, he did train today in a limited basis with the group. So what did we get from him in the first leg? 10 minutes? 12 minutes? Can we get half an hour this time? I don't know. We will have to see. I have to tell you, coming into the second leg, I am nowhere near the level of optimism that I had less than 4 days ago. I'm looking at the calendar. Yeah, 4 days ago, something like that. I felt like I had won the raffle after that first leg. I thought Roma, shorthanded, everything they showed in that first leg at the Olimpico was nothing short of extraordinary, even though, again, they were missing so many key pieces, should have scored more than one goal, in my opinion. They were definitely the better of the two teams in the first leg. However, now you come in and the limping into this match doesn't do justice to the actual situation. You are dragging the almost or the near about to turn into a corpse, these bodies into this match. It feels like everybody at some point in this season has been injured, and they're just one bad movement, one bad step, one bad action away from being the next one to go. I mean, it's when you think about it, really, for them to even make it this far. And I'm not saying this is a way to soften the blow, so to speak, if they don't win on Thursday. That's not what I'm doing. But when you just look at the situation, I mean, you have not had your best defender, your best attacker at so many points this season that, I mean, that's not even factoring in the other injuries. When you just take it from that standpoint alone, very few teams in the world are going to be able to survive that, let alone adding additional knocks on top of that. So what is your sense coming into this? Because again, I am feeling nowhere near the level of optimism I had 3 to 4 days ago.
It's difficult. It's certainly very, very difficult also to just to prepare based off on a one goal advantage, I think, because, you know, against Real Sociedad, we saw a team that went and played away in a hostile environment, but it was 2-0. You know, it's still a rather comfortable win, and the opponent knows from the get-go that in order to beat you, they have to score not one, not two, but 3 goals. And that's a challenge in a sort of in an elimination game. That's a challenge for anybody. Whereas here, you're leading 1-2-0, and you're heading into the home of a team that we know what they're capable of. We know how and undermanned we are right now. We're not aware of the condition of many of our key players. I mean, we don't know what Paulo Dybala can give us. We don't know what Chris Smalling can give us. We don't know what Gini Wijnaldum's condition really is right now. Is he 100%? Is he 70%? Is he 50%? We don't know. We have many, many question marks, and that is problematic when you're playing away from home. Playing at home always gives you that energy, that boost, that compensates for the lack of certain players, for the lack of energy, for the lack of just a lot of the built up fatigue, the morale, the the support of the Olimpico is unbelievable in those occasions. We saw it many, many times in Europe. Now this is different. You know, it feels different because there is a lot at stake, and this thing, this beast that where you have a lot at stake, will have to be determined away from your home crowd, away from your comfortable environment. And it for me, it's a situation that is difficult for any team, even top teams. You know, it's a situation where even a top team, say Real Madrid or Manchester City, they lead 1-0. They go into the opponent's house. You're still there, like kind of, are they going to make it? So imagine for a Roma team that is fielding the likes of Eduardo Bove and Benjamin Tahirovic as key parts of their rotation. You know, that's the kind of situation that we're in. Is it doable? Yes. You know, it's doable because there is still an awareness that this team did it before. There is still an awareness that this team is more or less familiar with the kind of spotlight that is going to be on them. There is an awareness that this is, you know, it's one more game, 90 minutes, and you're in another European final with the possibility of lifting another European trophy in the second year in a row. So that is in itself a big motivator. You look at that, you think about it, 90 minutes? Come on, you know, like, if we just, you know, if we just get together, we play well together, we put ourselves, you know, we put the team before ourselves, before individual glory, we play more compact, we don't let the opponent get the best of us in one-on-one situations, we're all, you know, as soon as the opponent grabs the ball, there's five of us on him. It that has to be the mentality, and that can be the difference maker. For me, the only thing that sort of gives Roma the edge is not the goal, it's the familiarity with this situation. You know, Roma have been there. Bayer Leverkusen have not in recent memory. So this has to be the one thing that separates Roma from their opponent, that awareness. The fact that we've been here, we've done it, we're familiar with it, we can still do it. We may not have the best squad available, but we'll compensate. We'll make the best of it, you know? Can El Shaarawy come in all of a sudden? Season-ending injury? No. This guy is working his ass off in order to be there in case Roma, you know, get past Bayer Leverkusen. That's important, you know, to that awareness that things can get better. With a win, things can get better. If you are able to go through these 90 minutes and not lose, then things will only get better. You will have another shot at a European trophy. You will have another opportunity to play on neutral ground in a final. And most importantly, you will probably have at disposal many key players that at this moment you don't have and that you desperately need. So why not, you know, hold up and hold the fort for another 19 minutes, you know, two halves. That's it, dude. Two halves of 45 minutes each. That's all it takes. It's an enormity when you're tired, when you're playing, you're coming off a difficult game in Serie A against a challenging opponent away from home. Once again, you know, a lot of traveling, a lot of moving around. That's never good. But at the end of the day, this is, you know, we're mid-May. The season is going to wrap up in 2 weeks. So what more do you want? What more do you need? You know, two more weeks and you're on vacation. So you may as well give everything you have and then give yourself a reason to potentially celebrate something else. You know, that has to be their mission. That has to be their number one objective. It's just two more weeks, and then the season's over. You've already given everything you have. We've seen it repeatedly throughout this season. This team, that for better or worse, you know, with all their ups and downs, they've provided us not only with entertainment, because maybe that's not even a word that we can say about this team most of the time, but but definitely with really emotional moments where you're like, wow, this state really did it. It's not something that we should take for granted. Roma don't do this often, okay?
Most— Wait a minute. Are you preparing us, though, for a shithouse specialty the way you yes. said more yes. compact than... Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I am because... I don't think you have the personnel to play any other way, you know? If Bayer Leverkusen are desperate, you can only hope to have fast players on at your disposal in order to get the best of them, you know, in order to counterattack, maybe get one shot on goal and hope it goes in. But more or less, yeah, you're going there to set up the biggest, most perfect, most brilliantly polished bus the world has ever seen. You know, you're not going there to play tiki-taka and entertain the fans. Nobody gives a shit at this point. You're there just to get that result. You want to survive. Talk about Real Sociedad, right. Roma. Remember right. that crazy right. stat at yes. the end of the game when on the screen it showed that I think Real Sociedad had completed like 400 passes and Roma had completed 89? That's what I
right.
And didn't that feel amazing? Like, didn't that feel like the greatest thing you've ever experienced is the birth of your child? Yes, that was the most fantastic feeling on earth to see a Roma be so absolutely focused on the mission of getting that result, keeping it in a glass jar, perfectly protected from the rest of the world, and going home with that same exact result. I want to see that happen. Obviously, I don't mind if Roma score a goal, but I just care about another final. Everybody does. These guys, they're running on fumes. They have no other reason. Like somebody like Brian Cristante, why should he still play another 90 minutes in freaking Stadio Dall'Aro or next week against Salernitana if you don't have that afterthought of, oh yes, we're playing a European final in a few weeks, right? I mean, that's what keeps you going in May, not some you know thought of, oh, maybe we'll reach seventh place or maybe we'll secure sixth place. You know, who gives a shit at this point? You've experienced the pure ecstasy of having the possibility of lifting silverware, and these guys know it. These are the same guys that did it last year. So why the hell not? You know, why not go again? And even if it means parking the bus, shit housing, whatever you want to call it, just Oof. Get there, get a result that goes in your favor, and get to Budapest at all costs.
Well, that last phrase is not something you generally hear too often in our society. Get to Budapest at all costs. No. as evidenced by
no,
we've already started to do the purge and put it on, put the curse on, because I have already looked at flights. In fact, I already have my flight selected. I just haven't purchased it, so it's only correct that something cursed happens. But in all seriousness, it's nice of you to warn people to prepare their bodies for a night of entertainment in Germany on Thursday evening, because I completely agree. It's difficult for me to see them getting a goal in this one that is just from beautiful open play, as you said, some tiki-taka, some 1-2 actions. I just don't see it happening at all. So that really just leaves it to a very effective counterattack or a set piece. And I think we all know set pieces has been sort of the lifeline for this team at so many points, not only this season, but last season, ever since Jose Mourinho came.
And thank God, and let it be that way, please.
Yeah,
you know,
like,
you need it. You need those moments. You need those
remember
moments.
Remember Paulo Fonseca? It seemed like we never scored on set pieces ever.
And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't, who cares? Do you remember, like, Do you remember the way we scored against Feyenoord in the Conference League final? Yeah, I mean, you remember that Zaniolo gets a pretty nice tap in.
Yeah, shipped the guy off to Turkey.
Over,
yeah.
Exactly, over the goalkeeper. That it's a nice goal, but who gives a shit? At the end of the day, remember that night just for the fact that you came out victorious. You don't even remember at what minute Zaniolo scored of the game. Like that, it comes in second. Like, with the time passing, who gives a shit? The important thing is the ball goes into the back of the net, or in this case here, the opponent's ball doesn't go in the back of your net, and you keep a clean sheet, and you go home, and then you can start thinking about purchasing Wizz Air or Ryanair flights to Budapest.
I'm excited to see which country you and I end up in, because this is going to happen. It's just a mystery as to where we end up.
For me, it's going to be easier. You're probably knowing you. You probably
if I come from Veneto, obviously it will be much easier. But still, I would never underestimate any European airline.
I love how Americans view these bizarre things such as Wizz Air and Ryanair. They think it's the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Whereas
Europeans,
before they even start looking at Ryanair, the Wizz Air, they have to pray to God that the airplane, first of all, takes off.
Is available.
And then lands. And then once you get on board, they don't tell you, hey, you know what? You're going to have to sit on the wing because there is no space. We overbooked.
Correct.
That's all I'm saying to my fellow Americans, everybody coming into Europe for an eventual final, if it happens, if something like that happens. Just don't think the world of these things, because you might find a cheap ticket with Ryanair for $15, and then you realize that as soon as you add a suitcase, it's going to be $200.
you have to sell your child.
If you want to have some kind of insurance, because they're notorious for always being late or getting flights canceled,
you will have to sit there for two hours on the runway without anybody telling you a thing.
Or they will tell you, we're going to have to connect you in Reykjavik, and from Reykjavik, you're going to fly over to Oslo, and from Oslo, you're going to fly to Lisbon, and maybe in 3 days, you're going to get to the island of Elba, and in Elba, you're going to get a ship over to Albania, and from Albania, there's going to be a man waiting in a cart with a donkey, and he's going to take you all the way to Budapest. So I'm just preparing my listeners.
To be fair, I used to think this was strictly a Alitalia thing, where it was only the Italian flights doing this. But
no, my friend,
I am telling you, last year when I was
Ryanair is the only airline that realistically was considering adding standing places in a freaking airplane.
Right.
Yeah. So these guys,
can you not see it like the metro? People standing for 2 hours.
Pretty much.
I have family members that complain going from Venezia to Milano. So,
which is like 20-minute flight.
A 15-minute long flight. I mean, it's nothing. But that can at least be our travel advisory for anybody who unfamiliar with these airlines.
This is the travel segment of the show, where this time John doesn't tell you which stadium not to visit in Italy. We're just telling you which airlines you have to look out for. And as great as Ryanair and Wizz Air are, because in connecting with Budapest and other Eastern European cities, those are fantastic. They get you everywhere. Coming in from long flight, if you have a connecting flight, again, we're talking about something that may not happen, considering Thursday's result. But I just want to warn you, if you're coming in from a really long flight, give yourself some time. You don't want to run and have like a 1 hour layover somewhere to catch a Ryanair flight, because it's never going to happen.
For Ryanair, forget a layover. If arriving on time, if your layover is dependent upon arriving within a window of 1 to 2 hours, forget it.
Yeah, stay home or stay the night.
I understand the temptation too, because I compared to the other airlines, I mean, those two, they are very economical in terms of the price, but that comes at a significant cost. in the image of you may end up in a country in which you never predicted you would ever end up visiting, but you may find yourself there simply by happenstance because of unforeseen layover that you are forced to take because your flight plans were completely ruined. So with that in mind, we will leave it there. We're not going to do predictions. But talking of flights, I think you can see where our confidence level is, hopefully. So we will leave it there. We will chat with you in a few days. Let's see what happens after Thursday. But fingers crossed. Until next time, ciao.
Ciao.